Hey Nation, welcome to episode 33. I'm your host, Javi Rodriguez, with Ryan De La Rosa.
Yo.
Dylan Roush.
Hey.
And our totally unpaid intern, Gabe Philbin.
Oh,
why do you sound like, why do you sound like you're in a tin can?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a pen in my mouth.
I don't think that's doing it. Do you do you also have a giant tin can that you're sitting in your mouth?
You never know. He could be.
You know, to the listeners, I don't think I'll sound like that because I'm talking to you guys through my laptop microphone, which is far away, and then I'm talking to the listeners through this beautiful little expensive microphone. It's all up in my face.
That's cool, I guess.
Isn't that?
That's kind of
so
cool.
We don't get preferential treatment.
Nah, dog, nope. Nah.
Well, okay, you're
I
mean, unpaid.
I guess
for
I can change it here on Skype.
I would have to change.
You
the
get
Skype
the most preferential treatment. Unpaid.
Yeah.
You got
yeah.
the hookup.
I mean, God, we get paid every week. It sucks.
By me.
Yeah,
it's not bad. It's 11.
Oh, man, to be an intern. Well, let's kick off this week's show with some news, guys.
What kind of news?
All right. Well, as you know, the Vita is coming out in Japan. Is it already out yet? Or is
no,
it like December 17th, I want to say.
Okay, so it's coming out very soon. But
that's not exciting at all.
They've released the list of UMD Passport, you know, supporting games. And if you don't know what that is, that's basically if you have a UMD of a game for the PSP, and since the Vita doesn't take UMDs, like you can register that game. And then buy it again for $6 to $10, something like that.
Something
that's
like that.
Horrible.
Yeah.
But but they also there's a bunch of games missing from it. Too,
yeah,
right?
That's what this story is about.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of.
So, remember that game you bought years ago? Want to keep playing it? Buy it again.
Yeah. Like, what's the point of registering it then? And on top of that,
why are they so expensive to rebuy?
You assume if you have to register it, it would have a unique code for the game. But and if that's the case, then you shouldn't have to pay for it at all. But I think that games don't have unique codes on them. So basically, you just need to get that that number for that specific game, and it'll work 100 times, I think.
Maybe. Yeah. Well, they said they said they supposedly have a way to prevent that, but I don't think there's been any details on what that way is.
I think they're lying through their teeth.
I think they're fucking up.
They're probably just going to be like, don't do it. We'll know.
What's
there's
that?
No, well, the thing
that
is there's
the
no
sound
unique
of Sony shooting themselves in the foot.
If you do it, we'll know. We promise.
Exactly.
Do it, you won't.
Stupid decisions by Sony?
Yeah,
that
more.
Seems to be the trend.
Yeah, I mean, card. I don't know if I could put this on Sony. The main point is that there are absolutely no games from Konami, Capcom, Square, or Namco Bandai, and those are pretty much the only games worth paying for again or keeping. You know,
yeah.
And so, but I don't think that's Sony's fault. I mean, it seems if like a whole library from a publisher is missing, that's the publisher's choice, not Sony's.
Well, it's also not to say they might eventually make their way over there,
right?
Like maybe at some point these publishers
release some games for download before like Birth by Sleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't know. Shit sucks. But who the hell is gonna pay again for a cartridge they have? I don't know.
For a PSP game when you have Uncharted Golden Abyss.
I mean, Peace Walker would be nice, but actually,
which is
I think
on the PS3.
You already have it for the PlayStation 3.
You have to assume they're going to allow transferring to the Vita.
No, they're going to shoot themselves in the foot again.
If you're going to have to buy Peace Walker again, why don't you just buy it again on the PS3?
Yeah, exactly.
And get two other games with it, so.
Well, one of those games you hate.
Oh.
Is
wait,
it
what?
Worth it, Gabe?
Oh, Gabe.
Oh,
well, we'll get into that.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
In.
Talk about that later.
You're a
stay tuned.
Person.
Yeah. Keep an eye out for you.
Yeah, so you guys keep don't touch that dial.
Yeah.
Keep it locked.
Talking
on
to you,
Nation.
Ghost.
That's
the game
cool.
Was, yeah. Oh, you name dropping, Gabe.
Yeah, name drop. I don't know. No, Ghost, listen. Don't listen.
Where am I?
Where indeed?
All right. Also, what's happened this week. It seems that Operation Rainfall, that campaign to bring over all these, you know, Japanese
games.
Japanese games,
games.
to North America to make force Nintendo to publish these long, hardcore games over here has actually succeeded, because Xenoblade Chronicles, one of the main games they were fighting for, is actually going to come out here, but it's going to be a GameStop exclusive, which means you'll only be able to pick it up.
I have never heard. Have you ever heard of that? Like a GameStop exclusive game?
Not a GameStop exclusive,
only for,
but
like pre-order bonuses.
No, they did it. They do this all the time with games that they know aren't going to sell very well, so that they don't want to make a billion copies to fill up every store in the world and then just have them sit there. So what they do is they're like, if they make it so the people that have this game as a priority that will go to GameStop specifically for the game, you know, it makes them save money. They have to print less copies.
Yeah.
And they did this with, what's his name, Chibi Robo. They made a Chibi Robo sequel that came out exclusively at Walmart. You could only get it at Walmart.
Why at
really
Walmart?
Bizarre. I don't know.
Because everybody shops at Walmart.
Yeah.
I guess.
The most interesting people shop at Walmart. Go to Walmart after 7 p.m.
I don't shop at Walmart, but everyone else probably does.
Yeah. But, yeah, so, I mean, hey, it's coming out. You can get it now. So that's cool. Good on you.
Guarantee it doesn't sell well.
Yeah, no. Well, I mean, I think it'll be successful for what they put out.
Well, they've got my money.
I'm pretty sure I like signed some petition for Project Rainfall. I'm not buying that game.
You monster.
Exactly. That's the problem with petitions, man. You can get as many signatures as you want. It doesn't signing
just being nice.
Yeah, signing a petition doesn't mean shit, really.
I think the worst thing about
especially
this,
online ones.
Gabe, you're not going to play this. Yet you've played through Final Fantasy 13 twice.
Oliver Clothesoff has signed the petition.
Ooh.
Seymour Butts signed the petition.
Dylan, I don't want to talk about that.
I
know you don't want to talk about it. I'm going to bring it up, though.
Okay, let's not say things we can't take back.
Let's not do things we can't forget. Like play Final Fantasy 13 twice.
I really wanted the platinum trophy.
And you never got it.
No. I beat it twice, and then I said, what the hell am I doing?
On the bright side, Gabe, and we're jumping ahead a little bit, but we're having a new release coming out on the PSN, and that's going to be Final Fantasy VI, so you can make up for all that Final Fantasy XIII crap.
I have to find my PSP then, because I don't want to play that on the PlayStation 3.
Yeah.
Why not?
I mean, it's a Super Nintendo game.
So I can have it on portable.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
You can transfer it.
Transform.
You can't transfer PS1 files. I tried to do that with Final Fantasy VII. It didn't work.
What?
Oh, what?
Then you have a retarded PSP.
Son of a bitch.
No, Dylan, you can't transfer save files.
Yeah. Oh, save.
You think you can do these things, but you just can't,
Nemo. Yeah.
You think you could cheat the system?
Wait, real? That's kind of dumb. You can't send your memory card over?
Well, and that's why, you know, that beautiful man, Hideo Kojima, invented Transform.
I think they already had something. I think that was, wasn't it called cloud saving?
Crowdo.
Cloudo?
Crowdo.
Crowded?
Crowdo. It's because Asian people can't say their L's.
Crawdad.
Crowdo?
What about crawdad?
That's racist.
Glad we
I'm
took
sorry.
A racist turn.
I'm sorry.
We're racist today. Everyone
Asian,
bring your racism.
Let's pump the brakes on the racism.
This is why dumbass needs editing.
What?
It's all the racism. It just flows out like wine.
Oh, yes. There has been a few instances where it's gotten through with unedited.
We've only have one episode of dumbass.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure I'm the only one with the unedited version.
And it was Zach.
A horrible unedited version.
The hour and 45 minutes.
I'll give you a hug if someone can name what happened.
I want a hug.
You already know, because I pointed it out to you.
Wait, what are you talking about?
The unedited instance of Zach's racism.
I don't. Oh.
In Gova's past.
Okay. I don't want a hug. But moving on, There are 3 Dead Space games rumored to be on the way. They have 3 different genres. This is such a strange thing. I don't know if is this a rumor or did EA say this?
I think EA said it.
Okay. Well, they claim that the 3 Dead Space games, one's going to be an FPS, one's going to be a space flight sim, and one's going to be an Uncharted in space.
Yeah.
I assume all 3 Uncharted of them in space.
Sound awful.
I don't think so. I think
Uncharted
pretty much is Dead Space 2. It's good. Dead Space 2 was very similar to Uncharted 2. Like, there Uncharted, were so many set pieces and scripted stuff going on.
Uncharted, so I'm guessing by Uncharted S, they just mean third-person shooter like Dead Space 2.
Yeah.
And it's going to be...
So basically no difference.
It's basically going to be the last Indiana Jones movie.
Yeah. Whoa.
Whoa. That's
in
harsh.
Space!
Let's not give him any ideas that could bite us in the ass.
You ever got into a lead-lined refrigerator in space?
You could probably survive.
You know what's funny, though? The FPS thing, I just think the on-rail shooter Dead Space, like, that's been done, I think.
Yeah.
So it has, so and like, I actually heard it was pretty good, too.
I have it. Yeah, I was playing it. So it's okay.
Really? You have it?
Yeah, it came with Dead Space 2.
Yeah, it came with Dead Space 2. Oh. If you got it, like... Launch,
you need to buy another Move controller, though, Dylan, because, I mean, you can use the controller, but it sucks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's disappointing.
Yeah. But it'd be cool if they called it Dead Space Extraction 2, and it was, like, a full-blown FPS instead of on-rails. That'd be neat.
I guess.
Space Flight
Sim. Would it be cool? Kind of thing. Would it?
I think it could.
I probably wouldn't. I didn't even buy Dead Space 2. So.
Me neither.
Oh, dude, you're missing out. It's so much better than the first one. It's good.
The first one was like my sick game. Whenever I like stayed home from school sick, I would just play Dead Space. It took me about 8 months
I'm waiting for it
to
get really cheap, you know?
Dead Space 2 was a great game. It was a great step forward, I thought. So definitely check that out. Maybe. Space Flight Sim seems very bizarre. I just keep thinking of Halo Reach's flying.
Maybe it'll be like Soul Exodus.
Well, if they're doing if they're doing a whole game based off of it, hopefully they wouldn't do a whole game based off that weird sequence in Reach.
I actually like that sequence.
Yeah, I liked it too, but it just controlled funny.
Yeah, it was just really bizarre. Fun. Yeah,
controlled like the Banshee, and that controls fine.
I didn't.
What
like it.
Weird thing in Reach?
When
you go into space and fly around.
You can go into space. I've never played this game.
Yeah, there's a part in Reach where you're in this. Like a NASA silo or whatever, and you get inside of this spaceship and rocket up there.
NASA,
just...
because NASA exists in the Halo world.
It does.
You guys know that?
UNSC NASA.
That is kind of cool. Kind of like Earth exists. That's kind of cool.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I almost wanted sloppy second.
Whoa.
Like that sandwich I had the other night. Man.
I don't approve of that.
I think the next article that Game Over Nation publishes should just be a list of all the references we make so people know what the fuck we're talking about.
I know. I don't think anybody wants to see what that's from.
Yeah, really.
These inside jokes are making me thirsty.
That's for you Seinfeld fans.
Yeah. Alright. Ueda.
Let's pump the brakes on the racism. Yo.
Ueda-san. Horrible. Ueda-san.
Ueda-san left Sony. He's now finishing The Last Guardian as a freelancer. Moving on.
Gabe stole
the spoiled the surprise.
Wait, didn't those two, who were the two other guys that just left Sony? Like the big head guys?
The guy from Jack Capcom? Trent.
I don't know.
Huh?
What's his face Capcom? From Capcom?
No, two executives just
from Capcom
left Sony.
But I was gonna say he left Capcom, so
I don't know. Google this.
But
two execs.
Yeah, two big.
They're
names
jumping
that Sony
ship,
left.
And they're leaving Kevin Butler in charge. that ship is a sinking.
Well, if you don't know who Ueda is, he's the director of Shadow of the Colossus and
my favorite
and
game
ever, Ico.
MR.
And yeah, and he's in charge of Last Guardian.
Wait,
and
Gabe,
I guess, you know,
like
but you know what?
Huh. Shadows of the Colossus more than Metal Gear Solid 2?
We're talking about this later, Dylan.
But, okay, I'm going to have a controversial opinion about him leaving, because, yes, his games, I don't know, I haven't really played all the way through Eco, but I've played a bit of it, and it's cool, I guess. But Shadow of the Colossus was great, of course, but you got to ask yourself, this guy is he worth keeping around anyways? Because you can't reach deadlines, you know, and that's useless in a lot of ways. I mean, a great example is fucking Gran Turismo. Like, was it worth that wait? No, not at all. You know, and if you have people
this
that
guy
work
didn't
so
do Gran Turismo.
So Gran Turismo took like 8 years.
Just an example
to
make. Of a game that takes forever.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, okay. I thought you were making the example of him not meeting deadlines.
No,
it's a matter of
if you can get your shit done on time. Like, these people don't work efficiently. I don't care. Like, how?
Well, I mean, their team is like 18 people.
I guess, but they have Sony behind them. They could have more. You know.
Dwight is very protective of his stuff, that's all.
Apparently, yeah, but, well, that doesn't translate to, you know, efficient games coming out in a timely manner, and, you know, that's great. It took so many years to make this with our small team. Oh, that's nice, but, you know, who's paying the bills?
It pumps out a great game every half decade that doesn't sell well.
That reminds me. Exactly. Gran Turismo took so fucking long that two Forzas came out.
And they
during
were better
its
than
development time, and yeah, and both of them turned out to be better than Gran Turismo 5 or
I know.
4.
Dude, but kart racing.
Whatever.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't know. This is my uneducated take on the situation, but I think it's better off this way.
It doesn't really matter too much. I mean, he's finishing Last Guardian, and then whatever he does next, we'll
yeah,
see what happens. But I mean, that won't come out until we're like 50.
Yeah.
But
exactly. So I'm not too concerned about
they
that.
They work on
the
Valve
people
time,
that left
Gabe.
Sony. Yeah, Valve time. Whatever. Half-Life 3, yay! But the two people that left Sony were VP of Marketing Scott Steinberg and Senior Vice President of Publisher Relations Rob Dyer.
Rob Dyer.
So no one
who
that
cares?
We give a shit about.
Yeah, yeah. That was anticlimactic.
They whatever. Will be sorely yeah. missed.
Moment of silence.
Yeah. They're gonna be they're gonna be doing their PR. They're gonna freelance their PR until the games are yeah whatever.
That's cool, I guess.
I don't know what you're trying to say.
Ueda. Okay. Finally we have rumors of a Sony branded Super Smash Brothers kind of game.
Neat.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's rumored
so it's gonna
to
be a bunch of characters with guns
and fists
and like
and, legs.
And then like five of them that don't.
Come on, you really think that that's a big deal?
It's
the
mean,
biggest.
Star Fox
I mean, you
has
got
a
Sly
gun.
Cooper.
Falco has a gun.
Yeah,
Sly
I said like
Cooper,
five that don't use
Ratchet.
Guns.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, you have everyone from Sly Cooper, maybe. Like Jack and Daxter.
Fucking.
Crash Bandicoot.
Seb
you're
from
reaching,
Killzone.
Because Crash Bandicoot
the,
is no
the clown
longer
from
Sony.
Heavy Rain.
Crash is an Activision product.
Ethan
game.
Mars, man. Have Ethan Mars in there?
He,
he
has a gun.
Figures. Origami. No, he doesn't.
No, he cuts off his finger and then throws
oh,
it
at yeah.
That's a special move.
That's his final smash.
I'm sorry, this just sounds boring. This sounds lame.
I don't think so at
I
all.
I don't think so.
Not at all. I think it sounds awesome.
Yeah.
That sounds like sarcasm coming from you.
No,
you're right,
but
not
what's,
at all.
What's, you claim. Wait, so you're saying because these characters have guns that the
do,
game's
do
suck.
Any of them play differently? Would any of them?
Nathan Drake has a whole fucking arsenal of melee attacks. Yeah.
So I mean, we're gonna fuck, base man. An entire game on one guy that's more fleshed out than the
no. I'm saying
the first person shooters.
You're,
we have?
Okay, wait. You're claiming they have guns, so it's gonna be stupid. Well, Solid Snake played fine in Smash Brothers.
So we're gonna have a billion
Star Fox
of
and Falco and Wolf. They all have guns too, and they're
yeah.
fine.
It's just one move, and then like pretty much every move in Super Smash is a punch or a kick. So I mean,
yeah.
everyone in Sony can do that.
Okay, so we'll have this soldier from this series punching this soldier from another series.
Like Smash Brothers. This
yeah, it's the same. Like I don't know what you're getting. I don't know what you're getting at, Dylan.
Yeah.
The,
are you just talking now?
Smash Brothers variety is different. That each character has different abilities, other than they run around shooting these alien menace.
I guess, is it?
Okay, well, I mean, I think
we have a handful, like Sly, and Ratchet, and
come on, don't tell me you don't think Cole would be like badass.
Yeah,
in
it'd
Smash
be cool.
Kind of game.
There's just not enough characters that are unique enough. Other than we have Resistance, we have Killzone, we have.
Did you just call Resistance unique?
That's sorry, what I'm saying. Unique there. Franchises with non-unique characters.
You got Kratos.
Kratos yeah, would be sweet.
Kratos, he's very already cool. In a fighting game, so you know he works. You got Cole, who's in another fighting game, so you know he works.
I think Kratos, Cole, Drake. Obviously, they have Sweet Tooth in there. Well,
so
I mean, there's
you
a
build
good,
a
there's
game
a good,
around
you could go back and get like Crash
or so
Bandicoot
characters
in there.
But
and
there's
then
an
pad
argument
out
right
the
there,
rest
Dylan.
With the rest of the shitty stuff we have.
Dylan, but there's the argument right there. I mean, Sweet Tooth is, if this thing's real, Sweet Tooth is a shoo-in because there's that screenshot that got leaked
yeah,
with it.
Like, yeah.
But, like, what would his moves possibly be because he's from Twisted Metal where he just drives a car. The characters will have the moveset that they want to put on them. I mean, who the fuck had a moveset for Ganondorf when they decided to make him Captain Falcon? Who made Captain Falcon's moveset? You know, you can make
fuck
it work.
I know.
It's
he
not
should have
a big
been
deal.
In a race car that whole time.
Yeah, well, that's my point, though, is that, like, it doesn't matter that they're all from shooters. They're going to have their own unique things and call-outs to their games, and I think it's going to be really rich and really cool.
Just
but. I mean, and we're also getting ahead of ourselves because we don't even know if this is how the game's gonna work.
Right.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying so it's
speculating
fucking
that it's a Smash Brothers clone.
it's actually
that's
just gonna
saying,
be
better
a
off just doing
shooter,
like a
which
third
you play
person
as,
shooter
in which you play as each. You play as each character.
Yeah.
Everyone has a different level. It's basically just taking the best level from all those games and you play that.
Harris mentioned
it's just
it.
It's the best like of level
show.
Compilation
it's a clip show of Sony's highlights.
Harris mentioned that he'd
not
he'd
even
like
a game.
See this as like a one-on-one kind of fighter thing, like Street Fighter or something.
Oh,
no,
God,
I don't
hope
want that.
Not.
I think
I don't
that's
want that.
Dumb.
No, I want fucking Smash Brothers.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah, one-on-one would get really boring and dumb.
Yeah.
I mean, these characters. In that case, I agree with Dylan. Like, I don't want a Hellgast with an AK just standing there, like, in Tekken. You know? It's like, that's weird. That's
no,
fucking
it
weird.
To, it needs to be, like, the party/competitive thing
yeah.
that smashes.
I think my main complaint is giving any of these guys any, like, outrageous moves, like Snake. Snake fucking worked because most of his moves were ground in the game. But, like, what are you going to do with four characters that are in similar games and similar environments, you know?
That's well, why again, they're the game developers, and I'm not.
You should be a game developer!
What's the difference between Sev and Joseph from Resistance 3?
Joseph? Oh, Capelli.
Joseph Capelli?
I don't know.
I think...
Won't. I
mean,
well,
okay, Capelli...
Like Fox and Falco.
Thank God Resistance has some unique guns, but...
Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah. Well, I'm saying that, like, okay, let's just compare apples to oranges here. Because, like, let's say you have Mario's moveset from Smash Brothers. He has a side smash where he, like, you know, charges up and then hits you with a fireball really hard. And then we're putting that onto Sev. Okay, so Sev, let's say his charge-up thing would be, like, a shotgun or something. Like, he just, like, grabs a shotgun and then boom! You know, and that's... It can... pretty much work
yeah.
that way.
And then the other know. Person have, I don't know, like a machine gun that fires a lot, or a rocket launcher or something.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I guess everyone
like
can have their own thing that does their,
yeah.
explodes
yeah.
its own way, does damage its own way, like.
And I mean, like.
And not all of the characters, obviously, are gonna be military characters. I mean, we've yeah. listed a whole slew of characters that have nothing to do with that genre.
You listed a handful.
Look at Pikachu's moveset.
A handful
and
is not gonna carry that whole game.
Look at Pikachu's moveset and just think about Cole. Like, Pikachu's Thunderbolt thing, where he's like, Pika, you better. That's
storm.
Cole's Ionic Storm
dude,
right
dude,
there.
I want this game to happen exactly how we're describing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's not going to be that way, and I'm going to be really sad because I'm going to watch the VGAs for it.
Yeah, oh, yeah, and speaking of, yeah, the reason this rumor has some weight to it is because it did launch with a screenshot of Sweet Tooth in a character design mode thing. And also at the VGAs, Sony has promised to announce a new exclusive
that you won't believe.
You know, I'm more interested to hear what Kojima's announcing. But
Kojima's announcing
something? I bet everything they announce, I will believe. I will. it will be believable
on something they just said they're doing.
It all has a trailer and shit. It's like, I don't believe it.
Do you guys believe it? We hope not, because we're lying. Yeah. We are just kidding.
Okay. Well, speaking of Kojima, I didn't have this written down, but they, you know, remember a month ago or so, the official PlayStation UK magazine announced that Metal Gear Solid 5 is real and all this crap. Mm-hmm. And then recently I saw an article where Kojima's like, no, that's not true. What? Like, I was talking about, like, if Metal Gear Solid 5 will ever happen. And I'm like, yeah, probably.
Yeah, so, the article I read, that's exactly what it said. It says, Kojima says Metal Gear Solid probably will happen. Like, yeah. And then in the article,
Kojima comes up with
like,
a new IP, I'm terrified.
He said,
because
at some
I don't
point,
trust
we'll probably have to make
anything.
But yeah, but he is slated to make an announcement at the VGAs. So more likely than not, it's not a Metal Gear announcement.
It's gonna be a new Snatcher.
That'd be cool.
Zone of the Enders 3.
Shut up, Gabe. You're getting my hopes up.
I want a remake of Snatcher. That game's kind of like, what's it called? It fucking Blade Runner, the game.
Okay, I think.
And
we're,
Blade
we're
Runner is my favorite
science
fiction
the game
film.
Did? Penguin Police or something.
I could see
what?
It.
What?
What?
Didn't he do, like, some Penguin Police game?
No, he did, what's...
Bok-tai,
he did Police Knots.
And he did Boktai, Vampire Hunter. Lunar Knights was the sequel.
You're combining multiple games, Gabe.
I swear to God, he did
police
something with
Penguins. Let's look up this Police Penguin.
Before Metal Gear. Before Metal Gear, I think he did, like, some Penguin game.
Well, here's a Police Penguin fridge magnet.
What?
I'm Gabe, I don't see it.
Maybe I'm mixing like Police Knots with Club Penguin. I don't know.
I think you are.
Speaking of penguins, let's talk about the new releases.
Wait, there's penguins?
There's penguins in the new releases.
Alright, Mario Kart 7 is coming out.
Oh yeah.
I want it. It looks really cool.
Gabe, are you getting it?
Jesus Christ, hold on, let me get my cat.
Ryan, are you getting it?
Getting what?
Mario Kart 7.
I'll try.
We all got
3DSs.
I want
to. When does it come out?
The 4th.
It's out.
This week?
Actually, it's out today.
Yeah, it came out today.
Oh. Well, two days ago.
I forget, Nintendo does all the weird release dates.
Yeah, on Sunday. Nintendo's all about the Sunday.
They used to not be. They used to be on Javi's birthday.
No, they still release shit on my birthday. Didn't
Zelda was
the
day after your birthday.
Day after, okay.
Which was a Sunday.
They're a day behind this year.
Bastards.
Bastards! Bastards!
Man, no one's gonna get that.
While you were in there fiddling around with your Zelda, those bastards were in there killing her!
Weren't they out there releasing her?
What time is it? 8? Okay. Maybe if it's out, maybe I'll go get it after we're done.
Oh, wait, what are you going to get?
Mario Kart 7.
Oh, shit, Dylan has a reason to get it now.
I know.
I mean, I'll try to get it. I'm poor, though. So.
That game looks so good.
Well, we're not paying you anytime soon, Gabe.
You know what's amazing? It's amazing to me that Mario Kart 7 just blows Mario Kart Wii out of the water visually. Like, the polygons are lower, but they make up with it so much.
It looks really good.
It looks fucking great, yeah.
Like, I wasn't too impressed by Mario Kart Wii.
It looks
standard.
Like shit.
No, I'm just talking about the game in general. It's just kind of standard, except for you are the driver.
What? I do like that Mario Kart 7 like adds like a little bit of depth to the game now. It's not just you choose a guy and he plays a certain way. Now you actually you pick up coins on the courses, and that not only makes you go faster, but it actually adds up as money outside of the race, and then you buy parts for your cart and customize it. Yeah,
so cool. So it's gonna coins since like the GBA one.
I think. No. You know what would be cool if they had a track editor.
Yeah, like
Mod Nation.
Because it's basically already Mod Nation, but better.
My problem with Mod Nation, the track editor was clunky.
That game was garbage.
It wasn't garbage.
I hated it. I fucking hated it. I was so excited for it for so long.
Fucking Mod Nation Racers called me and said, I'm not too fond of that villain fella.
Well, good.
Damn. You get to see that, listeners? You get to witness the falling out of Dylan Roush and Mod Nation Racers.
That's fine with me.
See how it all went down exclusively. You won't believe it. But,
she killed my
dog. I think the problem with Mod Nation is that it was unfocused and the load times. You know, there's just a lot of presentation problems. You know,
and you had to pay money to have any good vehicles to build.
It got a little unbalanced later in the game too.
Did it? Yeah,
and it was a little just soulless. You know, they tried to have a visual style to it, but it just ended up looking weird and
ugly,
derivative of other things.
Yeah, just really like the characters just look bad.
They look bad. Yeah, they really did.
They're not like cute or anything. They're just bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I couldn't even connect
for a week.
Like the first quarter of what I played through, like, or the tracks or whatever, were pretty fun. But then it started to get really hard, and it was like. Yeah, it got super unbalanced, and some of the objectives it wanted you to do on certain tracks were just ridiculous. Like, you couldn't just go win.
Exactly. Yeah, you can't just win.
You have to take out this guy
a certain amount of times.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. God, that sounds awful.
It was just messy.
Remember when I thought I was banned from the game because I couldn't connect for a week? Right after I released Black Jesus onto the game? And I was like, what the fuck? They banned me from Black Jesus. Racist pricks. And then it just turns out its connection problems were fucking horrible. Yeah. Either way, it didn't look pretty.
I wonder how it's going to end up on the Vita.
They're doing one for the Vita?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
Oh my god, we got a really good question from Justin Doss. I can't wait to get to it. Just saying.
Is he asked?
Oh, the scent?
Yeah,
that's not much of a question.
What?
I was looking at the Twitter. All he said was scent. That's not a very good question at all.
Actually a really good question. I can't wait to answer it.
Toxie Ninja Slice! Go long!
Alright, well, Mario Kart 7's coming out.
I'm excited.
But, yeah.
There's a lot of good Nintendo releases in this month.
Yeah, if I had myself a 3DS, I'd be picking that up for sure.
Finally.
If I had myself $40.
Yeah.
Sell yourself for.
That's pretty cool.
It's very, but, so erotic.
Yeah. Anyways, also with Mario Kart 7, we're getting Fortune Street, which is a game I didn't even know about until
tonight. What the fuck is that?
Me neither.
It looks like it's Mario Party. It's a board game starring all the Mario characters. But then there's Dragon Quest characters thrown in the mix. And since I haven't heard anything about this, I'm assuming it's horrible.
Yeah. Who's the developer?
I didn't see. I didn't
know. I'll look it up.
Okay.
I've never heard of this.
It's very strange. Like I saw the cover of the game. I'm like, is that Mario? Why is Mario in a game I haven't even... What the fuck?
I'm going to look this up. I have to see the cover. Yeah, we can do a box art review on this.
Oh, boy.
What's it called?
Fortune Street. Which sounds like Monopoly. It sounds like a Monopoly tag or subtitle.
Monopoly knockoff.
They're doing a board game coming out, but isn't there a new Mario Party coming out, too?
Not that I know of. I haven't heard news about Mario Party.
It's being developed by Square Enix.
Oh, no. You
know what? Square Enix has... It's kind of cool that their relationship's back on, because Square Enix was responsible for Super Mario RPG, which is probably my favorite turn-based like JRPG in a long time. So.
I'm curious, Avi. After seeing Square Enix lately, would you want them handling Super Mario RPG again?
I mean, they did a good... Oh, wait, Super Mario RPG. Okay, I thought you were talking about this game. Never mind.
Mm-hmm. And they're also responsible for Mario Basketball for the DS, which I heard was pretty good.
That's
and
so
they
weird
did
to
Mario
think
Sports
of.
Mix too. Yeah, it's very strange seeing like Mario on a basketball court with like Moogles and Chocobos and shit.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
So right now Fortune Street on Metacritic has a 71. with 2 positive reviews and 3 mixed ones.
Wow. You know what? I wanna contact Operation Rainfall. Be like, hey, this is Game Over Nation. We got a whole nation here.
and everyone
in the nation wants Nintendo and Square Enix to work together again to make a 3DS remake of Super Mario RPG. So that's your new campaign, Operation Rainfall. Make it happen. And they'll do it because they think the nation is like a giant army, but it's just
isn't it though?
It is. It is. Listener, you're part of this, and you want that game too.
Hear that,
it's
Dad?
It's true. You do.
Yeah. That's right, Dad. Speaking of, I left a message on your phone, Gabe. I don't know if you got it, but I was talking to your dad on it.
Oh yeah, my dad's my answering machine. I forgot about that.
Yeah, he's like, this is Gabe's dad. I won't hear this, but Gabe will. Yeah. But, alright, so that's going to do it for new releases. Not very big since I don't know. The holiday season's kind of passed us by.
The video game industry has already shot its load all over the holidays.
That's right. And me and Dylan were talking about this. It seems like most of the blockbuster games, like, other than Skyrim, if you ask me, other than Skyrim, like, nothing's really shaking it up. I think, or
Did
I mean,
Skyrim
nothing's
even
lived
shake it up
up
that much. I mean, it was like
that's all.
I don't mean
playing.
Shake it up as in it's different. I mean, shake it up as in like it lived up to everybody's expectations and everybody's flipping
it's
out.
It's gotten people I didn't even know were fans into Elder Scrolls. And I was like, oh, I always thought I was one of the only ones that liked Elder Scrolls.
Everyone other than me felt that Batman: Arkham City was amazing, incredible. So I guess Batman and Skyrim are the two that I can think of right now.
Yeah, I have a funny, I guess we can talk about this later, because Izzy's asking about our game of the year this year. But I have a, like, I don't know, my thoughts about this year are weird.
Yeah, me too. It's very strange. My favorite games this year are the smaller
games.
Are
the ones that came up from behind.
Ew.
Yeah.
the ones that aren't necessarily... Like, I wouldn't... It's weird. It's very strange.
It's weird!
Normally, I'd be like, it's not that weird because everyone feels that way. But no, everyone's fucking jizzing all over these AAA titles, but I don't feel the same way as they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
I'm
exactly
very
right.
lukewarm about them all.
Like Uncharted 3.
Yeah, and Skyrim.
10!
by the way, Gabe, I'm happy that you... Because I was scared you're going to come home and you're going to be like, you're crazy, man. This is, like, better than Uncharted 2. This is the shit. This is the best game.
Are you talking about Ramesh?
Oh, that was Ramesh, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Totally well, no, Ramesh came around, like, after we talked to him about it.
After you guys ruined that game for him.
I know. After we've talked to him, now he doesn't
like it.
Broke
his little bubble that he was living in.
His Australian bubble.
You're enjoying video games? Not on my watch.
Yeah, exactly. We're like, wait, Ramesh, you enjoyed that? Let us put a stop to this.
Well, it's not even that. I enjoyed the game, but I see all the problems.
Yeah. It's no 10 out of 10 for us. None of us consider it a 10 out of 10.
By the way, Nation, all you listeners out there, thank you for your comments on my Uncharted 3 afterthoughts. I actually really, like, as I was publishing it, Ryan and Dylan were like, man, prepare for hate, because I was ready for everyone to just call me a fucking idiot and, you know, be mad at me for that article, but I can't believe, like, I only got one person that disagreed, and he was super respectful. He was really, really cool about it. And then everybody else was like, you're right, dude. Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, oh, wow.
People weren't blinded, I guess. I mean, our problems with it are pretty obvious. One of them is fixed.
It was
the
terrible.
Was fixed.
Yeah.
But I mean, the plot points that we didn't like, I mean, those
just
are pretty obvious.
Just unacceptable, like, from
like
left
heavy
field.
Heavy rain level shit.
Yeah, it was just like from left field.
You, Gabe,
stuff
fuck
they
you.
Threw in, and you're like, what?
It's Alan Wake levels.
Alan Wake... Okay, I was about to say Alan Wake made sense, but no.
Kind of like when I said Metal Gear Solid 4 almost made sense.
Yeah.
but Ocelot has some sweet glasses.
Sure does.
Who?
He sure does.
You know Ocelot, because he's not really liquid.
But yeah, Mario Kart 7 and Fortune Streets was coming out next week. Mario Kart 7 is definitely what I would recommend if you're going to pick up something.
The gone of the week, if you will.
Yeah, gone.
Oh, that's a good name for it.
The gone of the week.
The gone of the week.
I don't get that. The game of nation of the week.
It doesn't make sense. That's a terrible.
We call them the gonies.
The two
the gonies. The goners.
The gonies. I like that.
Goners.
That'll be our award. Award
the gonies.
All right. Well, let's check in with these listeners, guys.
You ready for this? You're robbing a bank dressed like yourselves.
Hell yeah. Who doesn't want to be Johnny Gat?
Ryan, what have you been up to?
I've been up to a lot of Saints Row the Third, man.
Oh, the third one.
I don't think I played anything else. No, I think that's about it. yeah, just the game gets crazier and crazier. And now I've got like a VTOL. Like, just a vertical takeoff and landing jet that I can fly around. Still got my helicopter upgrade. Like, I found where you can upgrade all your weapons. And, like, eventually you can get to the point, like, reading through the upgrades, where you just don't take damage and never run out of ammo and never have to reload. So, it's just fucking insane. And, like, I can carry dual SMGs now. So you just walk into a room and just light everyone up, like both hands, double guns. It's awesome. Tanks. I've got a tank now.
That's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
And I'm gonna call you out. You played Uncharted with us a little bit.
Oh yeah, I guess I did that.
Wait, I wasn't there. Son of a bitch.
I don't know where
you were. No, I wasn't there.
Yeah, I don't know where you were, though. I don't know what you were doing. Yeah, we did play some slices.
Well, it was in the middle of the night. Dylan was probably sleeping. He probably had to work or something.
Yeah, we did play some Uncharted 3 multiplayer. I'm not very good at it.
Every time we played with Ryan, like, our whole team just fucking dies.
Yeah.
It's a disaster.
It was you, me. Was it, awesome. Devin? Ryan?
Yeah, Devin was
Harris
there? No, I don't think so.
No. Okay. Oh yeah, it was us four and then some random
performance
dude.
Of our career.
We always lost. Oh no, yeah. No, Javi and I never lose though. So.
No, never.
Never. We totally don't like win for an hour and then go on like a cold streak for the next 3.5.
I know. God, we're so fucking good for that hour though.
True.
No one can touch us.
I seen it.
Yeah. I sent my video to fucking Naughty Dog.
You did.
I'm trying to send that one. And it takes so long to fucking load up your videos or replays on that game.
Really?
I just uploaded the whole thing.
On mine, It won't let me bring it up, and I know which match it is.
I just hit protect and then upload, and it was done in like 2 seconds.
Son of a bitch, I need to try it again, because I had that amazing fucking run.
Word.
Javi and I did that too for an hour, and then kept losing to Orange. Didn't matter who was on.
Oh, we kept losing to Black Brad Pitt.
Oh yeah.
Damn.
And then I started talking about what Brad Pitt color I prefer.
What?
Not. It wasn't black.
I don't recall that.
Because he kept destroying us every game.
And he didn't star in Fight Club.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah.
Is that it, Ryan?
Yeah, it's just mostly been the row. That's been it. I did a really cool sequence where you're like inside a computer. That was good. They add so much just random over the top shit to that game. You guys gotta play it.
I will.
I wish you guys had played it so you could understand some of the stuff I'm talking about.
I wish you had bought it on PS3 so that we could all play it.
That's dumb. Why
would Ryan, you gotta start considering the nation purchases. Because now you've got 3 people. Actually, you got the whole crew to think of every time you pick up a game.
It's true.
But I digress. Gabe, what have you been doing?
He does.
I've been doing a lot of stuff. I played Uncharted when I got back.
You got
fucking
back
Mario?
We got some Mario, Super Land, whatever the fuck it is.
3D Land.
Cool. I'm getting that too.
3D, which, yeah, everyone should get it. It's like, it's weird for the first half. You're like, this is good.
I mean, it's not amazing, but then
it's so funny.
It gets to like the secret levels at the end, which I don't see why they did it like that, which is essentially just like another 80 levels.
You had to unlock all of these.
Yeah, it's you like it's another 8 worlds after you beat the game.
Wow. Holy shit.
That's a fucking lot.
I think it is at least.
You know, it's amazing to me.
There's a tab for each one, so don't quote me on that. I think there's like another 80-ish levels.
I'm happy to hear that because I really like my Mario games long.
Okay. It's pretty cool.
Well, it's the first thing's like it's 8 worlds with like 5 or 6 levels.
It's funny to me that everyone that's played that game says verbatim the same thing, that you play through the game and it's okay, and then goddamn is it good. But like everyone says that. It's really cool.
My favorite Mario levels is when like things are moving, like twisting. I don't care.
Right.
I hate those ones actually.
I love them. They're so hard, and I
die
all
the
time.
Where the camera's moving without you, and you have to keep up, that thing?
No,
he means
like
the galaxy ones where you're above a black hole, and it's that planet's constantly shifting.
Yeah, something like that. Or
fuck those ones.
Or like in Galaxy, remember like the flip switch levels where you like shake the Wiimote in the air to like move the platform from like one side to the other.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Those little flippers.
They have those in here, except it's whenever you jump.
Oh,
really?
No.
Yeah, so it makes it a lot harder.
That's really cool. It's almost like a chess game.
Yeah, so we got that. I played through Festival of Blood, which was pretty awesome. It looked really cool. The sky, as Javi and I talked about, really awesome. Changing into bats and like fast traveling. It's cool. No, it was just really fun. I've got Resident Evil 4 coming up. Skyward Sword, which is a lovely surprise, kind of, because I was very skeptical going in, because the one review I read was essentially, I don't know if I can say it on air.
Stupid?
Yeah, it seemed really, really, like...
What's stupid?
Just, like, over the top and just not right, but from what I've played, it is. Like, it's really good. But then Javi had to, like, bring me down to earth and be like, you know how they make the game really long, right? It's just, like, bullshit. Like, yeah, okay.
I haven't got that far yet. So it's good now.
Yeah, I haven't got that far either. Yeah. So look forward to that, Dylan, and everyone else who's playing the game. I haven't gotten there.
I think I'm further than you still.
I just finished the third dungeon.
Yeah, I'm a little bit after that.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So you're a little farther.
I'm about to go into Death Mountain and Twilight Princess. So
that's cool. Good for you.
I love that. I've only played through that game once, and that was at the launch of the Wii, so it's been like a good 6 years, 5-6 years.
Yeah.
That's how I did it too.
Twilight
Princess
that game.
Is so people hated on Twilight Princess so much.
Yeah, they did.
I don't know why. It's so it's better than Ocarina.
The Zelda fans
are
the worst, Gabe. It has to be either just like Ocarina or too much like Ocarina, like Twilight.
Dude,
Princess.
I don't think it's the Zelda fans that are the overwhelming, you know, are the people that saying that Twilight Princess sucks. Because Zelda fans are almost like the new hotness is the best, you know, or it's just under
are they
Ocarina.
Though? Because
they're happy with
hated on
new
Wind Waker.
Zelda period.
They did. That's true, and that's because
and that
of how it looked.
Me.
Yeah, Wind Waker's my favorite.
Just
so
tearing me apart, Link.
Look forward to Skyward Sword, because Skyward Sword has, like, the Wind Waker-esque traveling, but
mm-hmm.
it's better.
Whoa, it's let's not say better. Things we can't take back.
We can.
I think we've had this conversation before where you said that exact same thing after I said flying is better than sailing.
Damn right.
I said what was better than what?
The adventure feeling
the flying
of
in
sailing
Skyward
is pretty
than
good.
The sailing in Wind Waker.
Oh,
and the music
sailing.
Is orchestrated, and it sounds so
awesome.
It does sound really good. It does sound really good.
Yeah. So borrow it from Dylan. I don't care what.
What?
Then
I must say, though.
There's
Twilight
one
Princess...
more thing I've been playing, but I can talk about that later, I guess.
Uh-oh.
I don't want to talk about it now.
Oh, wait. No, we're doing it. We're doing checking in, so I guess we do it now.
Okay, I have to do it now?
Yeah, that's what this segment... Okay. This segment is about what we've been up to,
I get to
and
hear about
we
what
can get into huge arguments.
I know. Okay.
Release the Kraken.
Listeners didn't hear about my rant on Half-Life 2, which got cut out of my last episode.
Yes.
But I hate Half-Life 2.
Fuck your face!
There's that.
I hate then you.
I got the Metal Gear Solid HD collection. And I've played through every Metal Gear except two. Or every Metal Gear Solid except two.
Wait, so you played through the first one, right?
Yeah, the first
one. So, having that, the knowledge of how the first one played and how it worked and everything, like, I don't know, I guess it's since you played 4 and 3 before that, that probably hurts, but... Okay, but go ahead. I was fine
with how the first one played. I was like, okay, it's a PS1 thing, yeah. I mean, it worked fine. Like, the camera was, like, pretty good in that. I mean, you could always see the bad guys.
Pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. But in 2, okay, I don't see how anyone likes 2.
Fuck you, Gabe.
I really don't. It makes absolutely no sense.
Shut up, Dylan.
I hate you.
It makes no sense. Absolutely no sense. Okay, it starts out on, like, depending on how you fucking choose what to do, like, tanker plant, whatever. So it starts out on the tanker, and you're like, okay, I mean, this is fine. And then it goes, like, full retard and an hour and a half in.
Yeah.
And then, Javier, you say the line better than I do.
Well, hold on, let's set the stage. Fucking Ocelot comes down and kills the colonel in front of, like, 400 Marines who just stand there.
Don't shoot him.
Yeah. But, yeah, he's killing all these guys, and there's all this shit going down. And then all of a sudden, Liquid comes to life through his arm, and he's like, I'm alive, brother. I live on through this arm.
It's so bad. And after that, I'm kind of just sitting there.
You, like, texted me immediately. Like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah, that one was bad. And then, like, you were like, it only gets worse, dude. I was like, okay, I mean, I'll try it. So then I go through a couple riding missions. And prior to me playing, I talked with Javi about, like, the fixed camera. And he's like, it works in 2 because you have the radar. But you don't.
You have to find the node first. Then you have the radar for the rest of the game.
It makes no sense. Okay, so you can only see you, not the bad guys in the next room, when you're unfamiliar with the area. you have to go find the nodes with, like, and then you run into this room where guys just bleep up, shoot you, like, knock you in the face, I don't know, and then you can't shoot them because the gun plays bad, but, I mean, it's a stealth game, so that makes sense. But it's just so poorly designed that I really don't get how anyone thinks 2 is the best one, because there are some people out there that think...
No, most... Actually, you know, the most people you talk to, they think 2 is the best one. All the guys on the Joystick Podcast were talking, when they did the Metal Gear spoiler cast, the guy's like, you know, 3 disappointed me, because it just wasn't as weird as I want Metal Gear to be. I'm like, what?
Wait, really?
What
the fuck? There are people out there who are disappointed by 3?
Yeah, and even Greg. We had Greg on the show from IGN, and Greg talked about how 3... he didn't like it because it was kind of like avoiding the questions that 2 brought up, and that the gameplay wasn't as good as 2 and all that.
Wait, it wasn't as good?
Blech.
Yeah.
Blech.
The gameplay?
Sorry, Greg Miller.
Well, because remember, I
sincerely disagree.
Well, his argument, which I can give him credit to this, because his argument was that Metal Gear Solid 3 is uneven, wild terrain for the most part, and Metal Gear Solid 2 is in these, you know, boxy, you know, very designed corridors. You know, it's very much designed for that kind of gameplay and for what they're doing. So 3 almost feels a little more, how do I say it? Like, it's not, the environment isn't set up for that kind of gameplay as well as 2 would be. And I think that's where the camouflage probably would come into play to make up for it, I think. Mm-hmm. I think my problem with 3 is that it goes first person when you're in grass. Like, that's the worst thing they could do. Because there's a button to go first person. You don't need that shit. You know, and you can't see where you are. You can't see where your enemies are. And it's stuck in first person. So that's my only argument with 3. Yeah. But, Gabe, you're complaining about there being no radar in Metal Gear Solid 2. In Metal Gear Solid 3, and we're not talking subsistence
the original
here, we're talking
Snake Eater.
It was stuck with that overhead view. You couldn't control
and
the camera
there
at
was
all.
No
so,
radar.
So, and there's no radar ever in Metal Gear Solid 3. So you could have a guy straight ahead, and you don't know when you're just walking forward, and he sees you.
Let
like,
me
that
tell
was
you how many times that happened.
Infuriating.
A lot.
I mean, I don't forgive 3 for that.
Yeah.
I still think that's bad. I mean, but in 3, at least, like, when I played it, I didn't catch myself, like, through the entire game walking into a room and then just, like, hearing that little, like, bleep, 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 like, you're about to die noise. And then, but in 2, in, like, the first hour of just walking through the drums or what are the struts? I forget what they're called.
They're struts.
Yeah. Yeah, the strut A and B. Like, when you go from strut A to B, and you just, like, walk in, you walk into the room, it's like a big room, and then you go up the staircase, and you can't see in front of you unless you hold down the first person button, but then if you do that, you can't see next to you, and there's a guy next to you, there's also a guy in front of you, so you're fucked.
I don't know, man.
It's messed up. But my main problem is that a lot of people that I know like 2, like, that's their favorite Metal Gear game, they also, I'm going to, like, go off on a little tangent here, like, think that Resident Evil 5 is the worst Resident Evil game ever. When 5 is, like, really similar to 4. And 4 is, like, kind of the defining Resident Evil thing at this time period.
Right.
And then, if what makes a Metal Gear game is, like, the, like, that first Metal Gear Solid, like, they did things right in that game that they just messed up completely in 2. Like, the story in 1 was fine.
It was great.
Yeah, it was awesome, like, for that time, too. And, like, the cinematics in that one were really cool. And that's, like, something you texted me, Javi, when I was like, fuck Metal Gear Solid 2. I don't know why people like this. You said cinematics, but the cinematics in 2 is just ghosted images.
See, I think that stuff is, like, even worse in the HD collection. Because on the PS2, yeah, it did have a little bit of that slow-mo and ghosting stuff going on, but it wasn't as apparent. Because I did play through 2 again on HD collection, and I did notice it a lot more.
Yeah, so maybe that's just my fault for playing the game.
But, you know, no, I mean, this has always been my argument, though. I mean, I agree with you completely. Metal Gear Solid 2 took a giant dump on what I loved about the franchise. I loved that it was almost real. It walked that line perfectly where, like, yeah, there's a guy that can read your mind, but you know what? if you kind of suspend disbelief a little bit, you can kind of let that slide, and then the rest of the game is so set in reality and believable and awesome. And then 2 just totally obliterated that line and didn't give a shit. And,
like, I guess she really was Lady Luck.
Yeah, and also the codec conversations. Oh my god, it's notorious for that shit, and it's horrible.
Yeah, how can you like the gameplay of that game when it's interrupted every 2 minutes with like a 7-minute codec call about how you're being a bad boyfriend, or like when you try to save the game when Rose is like, "Do you remember what tomorrow is?" No, not yet. Okay, yeah. I'll wait. Yeah. How about now?
He it's tells like, you this really? Big story about King Kong or something.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure that's all I've been playing.
Well, you set up that you hated Half-Life 2 for no reason, by the way.
I did, yeah.
I hate Half-Life 2. I hate it.
That was a synopsis of my deleted scenes.
To round it up, Gabe texted me.
He was
like,
playing it that day, though, was he? Like, when he went on his original rant, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I played Half-Life 2 when I ran out of internet in Australia because it was a single-player game that I had on my computer, and I hadn't played it before. And I was like, everyone was like, it's so great. And I had played through episode 2, and I was like, okay, this isn't that cool. And I went back to 2, and it was just worse. It was just so bad. But Dylan's going to get mad at me if I keep talking about it, so. Dylan, what have you been playing?
I'm going to punch you in the ovaries.
Well, Dylan, if it'll make you if it makes you feel any better, Gabe texted me in the middle of Metal Gear Solid 2 and said, "I'd rather play Half-Life."
No, that makes me feel even worse because I like Metal Gear Solid 2 more than Half-Life 2.
Damn right,
fucker.
Let's see where
you're just horrible all around. Anyways, I've been playing video games.
The text is, "I want to sit Kojima down and make him read a copy of this transcript. Holy fuck, I'd rather play Half-Life."
Oh, it's perfect. You know what's funny, Gabe, though? I mean, even though I do like Metal Gear Solid 2 quite a bit, I completely agree with what you're saying. Like, I totally understand where you're coming from. But I played 2 when it was the new hotness, and that opening fucking montage with the new theme song and everything, like, oh my god, it blew me
away. The opening was
old
cool,
and busted.
But
and actually, come on, do you think the tanker
No, no, the level... tank, like I was saying, the tanker's, like, it's fine. It's like
wasn't
good
it cool
gear.
Until the yeah. last cutscene?
Like, yeah, like, the cameras work well. In that section of the game, the cameras worked fine, but, like, once you get into Raiden, it sucks. I mean, like, once you get to the point where you're climbing through those, like, marines, and they're like, you guys look tired. Take a stretch.
Look left. Right.
Look left. Now look right.
The extent of my knowledge of Metal Gear is watching a video of some dude grab some other dude's junk in a YouTube video that Javi sent
crunching
me.
Crunching.
Are you Ames?
Yeah, you get to destroy people's genitalia in Metal Gear Solid 4, so that's pretty cool.
Or you get to watch it destroyed in a cutscene.
No, it's not a cutscene, dude. You hold them up, you're like, freeze, and then you stand in front of them, you press triangle.
See, I didn't see that part. I just saw this dude walk up and grab your junk.
No, that's Metal Gear Solid 2.
That's the present.
I don't care. I said Metal Gear Solid, period. I was just talking about the franchise.
Yeah, I did send you that.
He's giving Raiden a love tap.
The president grabs your balls. He's like, you're a man?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Anyways, are we talking... I'm playing video games.
Yes, you are. What video games?
Quite a few, actually. Because me and Javi just went to the store the other day, and I bought Vanquish, finally. And Yakuza 4. God damn. That game...
You like Yakuza? Oh, yeah, we had this
conversation. I was
just about to ask, you like Yakuza, and then we had this conversation already.
Explain
why you like Yakuza.
I was really bored during the cutscenes. I was having the Kojima syndrome, where I was like, this cutscene is so long, and nothing's happening.
Cutscene is making me thirsty!
And then I got into my first fight, and holy shit, the fighting system's fucking awesome. I cannot get enough of kicking a man in the face. While he's on the ground.
Those animations are so good, though. And the sound effects, they really sell it. Like,
they're fucking brutal. Right now I'm having fun kicking a guy's head up against a brick wall repeatedly. And I'm like, oh.
Like, I wish all fighting games... Actually, I wish that, you know, Batman Arkham City or Uncharted, like, when you finish a guy...
They would
I wish they'd
balls,
take a,
and it would be like
I wish
Yakuza.
They'd take a note from Yakuza, man. Yakuza... really knows how to, like, sell a hit. Like, it looks brutal.
It is. Awesome. It really is, Gabe. It's fucking... You can just feel it.
I played the demo for one of the Yakuzas.
I think
it's
number...
Three or four.
Yeah, 3 and 4 both had a demo on the PSN.
I played one of them.
I think
3.
I played 3, and I liked it. I just never bought it. And then 4 was announced. I'm like, huh, I'm just gonna wait till 4. And then I never bought it. Until yesterday.
Until now.
Yeah. I started a game in Vanquish. It's awesome. Like I expected.
Yeah, Vanquish is so cool.
Hell yeah,
yes. Game's fucking great.
I love Vanquish.
I've done the...
I tried to platinum that.
The Uncharted multiplayer with you guys. Minecraft server's up again, so I've been playing that. Let's see.
I've been playing fantasy football. I didn't mention that.
Yeah, and you
and
lost.
I just got clinched out of the playoffs.
I like
today.
The shit
you have lost.
And then
so
I've
listeners,
been playing
pour one out for the gynecologists.
Skyward Sword.
So good.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Zelda.
That game is great. And it's disappointing that it's at the end of the Wii's life cycle. Because I think I said this last week. Or last time we were up. Or maybe it was a conversation with one of you guys. But this is what the motion control should have been from the start.
Yeah.
And this is...
Like it actually works well.
Yes. And this is what it should have been, instead of waiting till a new fucking attachment.
I want to ask, though, does it justify motion controls, though? Like,
no.
If this game was on the PS3 controller, you know, and you had a button... that did horizontal slices and a button that does vertical slices, you know, and a way to do a stab, like, is it better than that?
No.
I mean, no. No, I mean, it would work with regular controls,
it
too.
It definitely
maybe
would.
Maybe not. It would have to do a little redesigning.
Hell, have the camera controlled with the shoulder buttons and use the control stick for the sword. It would fucking work.
Yeah, that's the one thing Wind Waker still has on Skyward Sword is the camera control.
Yeah.
I mean, you know how you remember Metal Gear Solid 2's sword segment where you use the stick?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little laggy, but...
It fucking works, though.
It has potential, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it would work... It could work for this game if it had a proper controller.
Mm-hmm. And actually, does, I mean, look at...
I wouldn't Metal say Gear it's Rising. An argument
Yeah,
that...
Metal Gear Rising.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Cutting.
Rising's looks better than how Metal Gear Solid 2 did it, because it looks like he locks on and you get to aim with the right stick, like what angle it is, and then you press like R1 or something, and then he slices. I think that's
and you
perfect.
You just cut him in half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, you're right. I don't think it's an argument that the motion control is the future. I think it still would have been.
I don't think it's. The future.
I don't think the game would be better, but. It definitely wouldn't change anything if it was on a controller.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't
it'd
prove
work.
That motion controls like are better than regular
yeah,
controls,
exactly,
but
it, work
it proves that motion controls can work. Like,
right.
Like, as well as mm-hmm. regular.
Yeah, I mean, to this point, there's not one hardcore title I can think of other than Metroid, but Metroid was pointer controls, not so much motion, you know?
Yeah, you can do that with a pen.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, there isn't one game on the Wii that really sells the motion control in a way where you're like, all right, this is better than a controller.
This is what they should continue with. No, yeah. I don't think there's one
The
game.
Thing I do miss, though, is from Twilight Princess, you could run and cut. In this one, you can't.
Yeah, but in this
and
one,
it just feels
sprint.
Awkward. Yeah, but you can't, but that's different.
I know, but sprinting's fucking awesome.
You can't have both, Gabe. That's crazy.
I don't want to cut stuff while I sprint. I want to cut stuff when I run.
Actually,
instead of just
an addition of a running slash would be fucking nice.
Yeah.
Being able to dash like and then just swing and into comp, that'd be nice.
Or like a dashing stab would be crazy.
Yeah.
Saints Row has the third has where you can dash at somebody and then jump up in the air and grab them by their head and slam it into the concrete.
Yeah, fucking. What was that called? It's a wrestle. I remember because I always equated that move to the British Bulldog. Because in Creator Wrestler, it was called the Bulldog. I was like, oh man, British Bulldog. Which made no sense at all. But I was fucking 8. But whatever.
And Javi, I just realized I forgot to mention something I've been playing that you're gonna have to cover.
Oh,
I will.
You will.
All right.
Speaking of me covering things, it's my turn.
Yeah.
All right, I've been playing Uncharted 3 with Gabe pretty much like every other night until the power went out this week, which sucked. But
Sucked.
We watched Scott Pilgrim with me, Gabe, and Ryan. That was fun.
I wasn't even invited.
I fell asleep.
You're
asleep. You were asleep.
Everybody left me. I finished it and then I watched it again with commentary. But what else? Oh yeah, we're gonna watch Super 8 probably maybe tonight. I don't know. But
maybe who knows?
Yeah, but the big news is that me and Gabe when he was
epic rivalry.
Yeah, when he was in Australia, he saw the movie film Real Steel, starring Hugh Jackman. And he hated the movie, if I understand. Or he didn't.
I hated the first half.
Okay. But he didn't like the movie, and then Ramesh did a podcast, and he didn't like the movie, and everybody was talking shit on this movie about how it's stupid. But and then me, I don't remember why were we so excited about Real Steel or
you tweeted a picture of the game.
I did. I saw the game on
PSN. Not even a picture, like screenshot of the game. The fact that there was a game of it. You just tweeted that.
I sure did. And then Gabe came back from the land of pirates. And
Convicts?
No, well, same difference.
Well, pirates are out on the seas. Convicts have been caught.
Well, yeah. Well, they go from port to port.
Onward with the story.
Onward. Anyways, he's like, so are we going to buy this? And we downloaded the demos. He thought it was okay. I played it, and I really enjoyed the demo. I was like, oh, God, I get to punch steel, for real.
I don't get how you enjoyed it.
What?
I don't get how you didn't.
It's
yeah.
shitty.
Okay, it's awesome. It starts out so great with the Helen Keller robot. You hit start, and then a deaf robot just says, Real Steel. And then you know you're in for the ride of your life right after that.
Hell yeah, dude.
That's the stupidest reason to play the game I've ever heard. Helen Keller tells you to play the game.
Helen Keller, robotized, tells you to play the game.
Her optics have been taken out.
Gabe's like, it's up to you, man. Should we get it? I'm like, yeah, let's get it. So we both bought it, and we played it all day. Then we fought each other, and it was so much fun. I mean, the matchmaking's horrible. It takes 10 years
to get the game. The servers are blowing up, dude.
Yeah. And it has a possibility of restarting your PS3 every time you click multiplayer, but...
God, it's hilarious.
But, man...
It's so bad, but my steal is so real. Awesome.
Yeah, it's fun.
The epic rivalry of Gaby Boy and Javi Boy, and occasionally Mike Dyson.
I forgot Harris about Boy Mike now. Dyson.
Yeah, Harris Boy and Robot.
It's Real Steel is a vacuum cleaner combat simulation with Cyclone technology.
That's right.
Mike Dyson's
Wait, there's
out.
Really a Mike Dyson?
No.
No, but I named my robot Mike Dyson for a match, but then Javi got mad at me because it wasn't Gaby Boy anymore.
And Gabe's robot looks like a rocket pop, or whatever the hell they're called. Those firework popsicles.
He looks like a sky blue Monday Night Football robot.
He's sky blue and white, and he just needs a red tip on his head.
He has white accents and white gloves. But listeners, you should... definitely check out the demo.
No,
I think you're going to be on two sides of the coin. You're either going to appreciate the cheesy badness of it, and actually, this is me being real. I think that the punches are actually pretty brutal, man.
Real steel.
You rip off a robot's arm.
No, I mean when you connect a punch at the right time, in between, it can be so satisfying and exciting. Like, me and Gabe are screaming at each other when we're playing.
Whenever we land a tech move, the microphone breaks.
Yeah, we're like, ah!
Oh, my God! Especially Javi's, the huge jackhammer.
Yeah, exactly. You know, in the trailer, watch the trailer for Real Steel, listeners, and you'll see at the end when Hugh Jackman flies through the air doing a super punch and the robot's mimicking him. That's my finisher, and I take out Gabe's head with that shit.
But you don't. And you took out Robot's head, and that's it.
Robot. Yeah, but I don't know. You'll either play the demo and you'll dig what it's doing, because I definitely did. Or you'll be like, this is stupid. I hate this.
Should be a little an announcement that we make, though. Make sure you have a friend to play it with.
Yes.
Otherwise, you'll play of the 10 people online that all bought robots.
Actually, you know what,
Gabe? That bought the extra robots. And two, the game kind of is $13 instead of 12, or instead of $12, because in order to paint your own robot, you need to buy the designer, which is an extra $3.
Yeah. I mean, if you're cool with having just a chrome robot with blue lights and not being able to touch how it looks, then you'll be fine with just the $10 for the game. But if you want to color
Javi
it...
and I weren't, and we needed
that's right.
Character.
That's the worst part about the online is... You fight people online who spent $10 on a robot.
But that's
on one robot.
Okay, listen, that those cases aren't as common as you think. Cause actually, after Gabe went to sleep last night,
really, there's more than 10 people online.
Gabe left last night. No, actually, there is, dude.
It's actually one of the better selling PSN games right now, which is
there was 15. Really, there were 15 whole people.
Okay, let me just say, I started playing the game by myself last night, and I was doing ranked matches, and I was just starting a room and waiting for people to come in. I never had to wait more than 20 seconds, and then someone would hop in, and it was always someone different, and only twice out of the whole night did I fight someone that was 9999. And even when it was 9999, I held my own. I think I even won one of them. Which was pretty cool, and it was actually really competitive, and it played well. It wasn't bad.
All right, so. Javi boy.
Huh? A Javi boy.
What just happened?
What?
Okay.
This guy kind of.
Yes.
Whatever.
Get a mumble.
Okay. Yeah, Javi, if you just said something, you got cut out.
Oh well, not on my end, so that's cool.
We don't
care.
Okay,
so now it sounds like I'm an idiot. Who cares? Onward.
All right, guys. Well, I think that's going to do it for checking in this week. Let's hop into housekeeping and listener mail and wrap up the show.
Housekeeping!
Oh, hey.
Oh, hey.
Hey, it's the new hotness.
New hotness.
What up,
girl? It's hotter than Uncharted 3.
I was so close to saying something really bad. Let's go.
What's your core one where I'm just
say
like,
it. I said something weird. You say something weird.
Real bad.
No, I'd be happy if we can get Christopher Lambert to record that for us. Housekeeping.
All right, let's start out our questions with a quick Twitter one from our friend Brian. He says, to Javi and Dylan, are we going to hang out in January? If you say no, I will kill you.
What?
Also, Brian should fly in. I guess Brian's coming to Utah. I'm leaving Utah at the beginning of January, Brian. I'm coming to you, Brian.
He's coming to you.
We might just miss each other. But, yeah, you can hang out with Dylan, though. That's cool.
Yeah. Depends on what days you're here.
That's right. All right.
The holidays are
next
unkind
question.
To me.
Next question's from Hayden Wiseman, our good, good, good friend. Love you. He says,
love you.
Yeah, love you. He says, my brother and I are intentionally writing what we believe to be one of the worst novels ever conceived.
Worse than Twilight.
His question is, even though I've just told you it's going to be horrible, will you buy it?
Yes.
Depends on what it's about. Wiseman,
yes. And depending on how much
why
it is
horrible?
On if
is it horrible like real steel?
Because yes, then, like, yes, I would buy it.
If it's real steel horrible, yeah, I'd buy it.
If it's available for the Kindle.
Yep.
If it's Metal Gear Solid 2 bad, I won't buy it.
Whoa.
Let's not go saying things we can't take back. Go to the next question.
No, I'm just going to tell you to die.
Hayden has a second question. Provided I promote the book well enough, do you think it will sell despite how horrible it is? I think we need more information, buddy.
Yeah, we need a lot more.
How
I'm sure there's plenty of bad stuff that sells.
Yeah, I mean, Twilight. I was watching... I was watching a thing. What's it called? What's Hot Right Now or something? It's like this show on YouTube where they interview like people that are What's Trending, that's what it's called. And they had the Epic Meal guy, Epic Meal Time guy on there, and they're like, why do you think it became popular? And he was very blunt and legit, and he's like, it's because it's stupid. People like stupid stuff.
Speaking of that, are like, they totally... even doing stuff anymore, or did it die off?
Yeah, they've made millions and millions and millions of dollars. They've had Tony Hawk on the show, and it's ridiculous, man. Yeah, they're in talks with Adult Swim to have a TV show, I think.
Wow,
like they're gonna start.
It's ridiculous. Huh. I don't even watch it anymore.
I don't either.
Kind of bored of it.
I don't either.
I was watching it when it was cool, or before it was cool.
But yeah, so Hayden, if you go the dumb route where it's actually super entertaining because it's so dumb, yeah, you might have a shot. You might have Twilight 2.
Yep.
I don't know. All right, Beesball writes in. This is a good question. He says, what on earth, if anything, can Nintendo do to win over the Xbox and PS3 owners to the Wii U?
They've shown the Wii U and they probably can't.
Yeah. It's the fact that it's called the Wii U, that's good.
They're going to have the same games.
There's a laundry list of bad decisions here. The name, the power of the console, it's as powerful as the PS3, basically, maybe a little bit more, but that's exactly what the Wii was when
it
launched.
It's
going to
fall behind.
A little bit more power. Yeah, it's already right out of the box, it's behind.
Yeah, because the new Xbox is probably going to come out next year, so.
Yeah. So that's bad, the power, the name, and then, you know, the controller is questionable right now. Yeah. Like, what's the point
people
of that?
People say
it's got that. It's got that, and you can only use one, and then it sounds like...
No, you can use two. Yeah, you can use two.
Oh, when did they change that?
Recently,
they just announced it recently.
And then they're going to... And then you use Wii controller? Like, it's weird.
It's really bad.
Like, it's really hard to get away from what you have out now when you're using the same fucking peripherals. like
same name, same controller.
Yeah, like, here's the thing. And you could just use your controllers from the old one, and it's still got the Wii title in it, and...
You know, I think they needed
to... don't know if it's a console. They think it's just a new controller.
Yeah.
I thought it was just a regular controller when I first watched the E3 thing, because my feed was kind
of
messed up.
Well, not all of us did.
I was on a bus Wi-Fi.
No, because the way they presented it was
just
so confusing.
Yeah, they didn't show
the
console. They only showed the controller.
Like, this is the Wii U.
Much. And the console looks like almost exactly like the Wii.
It just with curves.
With rounded edges.
It just has, like, rounded edges.
The new hot shit. It's the Wii. It's pretty much... This is, like, their 360 Slim, their PS3 Slim, I guess.
It's exactly like going from a PS2 to a PS3.
It's exactly like going from a PS3 to a Move. We all, like, the 360 and Sony introduced motion controllers. Now the Wii is introducing a TV controller. What's next for the other companies? Will we have a big TV from Sony? Probably, because they copy everything Nintendo does. No.
I guess we'll have to see how it's used. Because, I mean, so often Nintendo comes up with this innovative thing and then it's just done better by the other companies. And then, like, same with Rumble. You know, they came out with Rumble and it was cool. And then all the other companies had it built into their controllers. Yeah. I guess it would depend on how innovative they are with the screen, because that's what Nintendo does. They've always innovated, and then the other companies do it better. Like, going back as far as, like, Rumble, you know, they made the Rumble Pack, and then the other companies instantly had it in their controllers, like, built in.
Yeah.
And so, and same with the motion controls, like, the Move was better technology. Even the Kinect was pretty damn good.
Oh, yeah.
And so, I don't know, if they can find some useful way to use it, maybe you'll see controllers like that from the other companies, but...
Sony's entire video game presence started off shit they've done that Nintendo started.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that's why PlayStation exists.
That's Sony.
Yeah, yeah, they were supposed to be building a console together.
Yeah.
They rely on Nintendo to come up with ideas, and then Sony refines it.
Except with the Move, they kind of... Fuck that.
Well, they fucked up the marketing.
It was good technology, yeah. They just didn't sell it very well.
And they're still not really selling it. I barely saw a commercial. This is the first commercial I saw for the Move last week, and it wasn't even a good commercial.
The question was, how could Nintendo win us over? I don't think we've really answered that yet.
I think they can start by having proper online.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That's a good point, definitely. Yeah.
The third-party support is nice. I mean, the games they announced for third-party are really late to the game. Mm-hmm. Pun intended, I guess.
And it would be better if they were... It would be a little bit better if they were supporting their first-party more regularly.
Yeah.
Like you get one game every 6 months to a year from them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely.
That's not enough to support a system.
Well, that wouldn't be as much of a problem if their third-party stuff was stellar.
Right. No, I was saying the opposite of that. I was saying the lack of third party wouldn't be a problem if they were pushing their own stuff more. There's not.
Yeah. But honestly, the third party needs to pick it up as well, because if I see another Wii Babies, heads will roll. I'm looking at you, Ubisoft. You're the worst offender.
And Raw Dog Roush calls him like he sees him.
I do. I have a bone to pick with Ubisoft in general.
Yeah.
I think it's also that these the people, what do I say, the audience that are Xbox people or PlayStation people, that they all, a lot of them have the same explanation of what happened. They're like, you know, everybody pretty much has a different way of saying that Nintendo stopped speaking to me, or I grew out of it, or I lost touch with that kind of aesthetic or whatever. But I think that the Zelda game that we've all talked about that we want, you know, that adult Zelda game, and or even better, like a really amazing looking, you know, up to par with nowadays graphics Metroid game, which I think is already adult enough, you know. Metroid's fucking awesome, you know.
I mean, I don't need an adult Zelda. I like Wind Waker.
Yeah, I don't give a shit about how mature it is. I mean, I still fucking play Pokemon.
That's not the question though. Like, it's not like you really think if they launch the Wii U with Wind Waker 2, that's going to bring the PS3 and Xbox?
Okay.
No.
I thought you started drifting into like more stuff that you wanted to see, but yeah, no, like a grittier Zelda.
I think we
would
just
help
need
itself.
To accept that the people who weren't going to buy the Wii U are still not going to buy the Wii U.
Well,
and
no,
I don't think there's much Nintendo can do.
The question, no, I think there's plenty they can do. Yeah. Plenty. And
you mean copy exactly what the other consoles have done?
How is that copying what other consoles have done?
They have a TV in their controller.
It's growing up their franchises, or doing something new, or reinventing themselves. That's They Rugrats need to all do grown that. Up. I mean, it's not even like what they want to do or whatever. Like, if they want to like be competitive in the next generation, I think they need to be competitive and come at me, bro.
They need to be like retro, pump out Metroid games every 2 years.
You know.
Yeah.
I don't care about. I want them to make good games consistently, on a time. Like not a yearly thing, but more than 5 years, less than 5 years apart between games. I don't think we need another, because let's face it, PS3 and 360 are two sides of the same coin. I don't think Nintendo needs to follow that. I think they just need to get their act together and release good games on a consistent basis.
Yeah.
And have proper online.
Yeah, with the Wii, they release good games, but just every half
year. Every 5 years.
Like, it took 5 years for a new Zelda for the Wii, if you're not counting Link's crossbow training.
And then the third party needs to shape up and stop treating it as the place that they can just release whatever the fuck they feel like it, regardless of whether it plays well or not, which they've treated the Wii and the DS. The DS is, God, my God.
Well, I heard something on Invisible Walls.
Which means Nintendo needs to be a bit more fucking strict with what things come out for their system.
Seal of quality.
Yes. I want to see that Nintendo seal of quality mean something again. Even though,
I think that's,
look at the NES, it's full of garbage.
I don't think it ever meant anything.
that doesn't mean anything, and that's not going to help their...
Yeah, it never meant anything.
I know.
What were you saying about Invisible Walls, Holly?
Yeah, like, I listened to Invisible, or I watched Invisible Walls... I watched Invisible Walls like yesterday or whatever, and they were talking about Skyward Sword, and they brought up a very good point. That's basically that Nintendo has like one foot stuck in the past in a bad way, where they haven't caught up with modern things that are expected of games these days. I mean, and he mentioned a couple things with, like, you know, Skyward Sword, and actually no Nintendo game, no first-party Nintendo game ever has had real-time facial animation, and that's a standard thing in every game. Like, you have the characters being able to react to things, like, and change their face animations in game, and the characters don't really do that. And like he mentioned like a laundry list of things, and I'm just like, wow. And he's like, it feels like if Nintendo wants the Wii U to attract the more hardcore audience, or just the Western audience, that they need to take some notes from what's going on out over here and what's going on with the rest of the industry, you know, because yeah, Zelda's great, but it's still kind of that old timey design, and there's nothing modernizing it, you know?
Yeah, like they've been working off of Ocarina's template for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. I think Nintendo needs to take a look at themselves and change a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
If they want to broaden their audience. But yeah. All right. Okay. Have any of you played Assassin's Creed Revelations?
No.
No. It's on its way from Best Buy right now, but I haven't played it yet. I haven't gotten it yet.
Okay. Well, we got a question about it, but I guess we can't really answer it. So, all right. On to our final question from Justin Doss. He says, simple question. You guys are pretty popular on social networks like Twitter, IGN, and Facebook.
Thank
are
you. We?
I guess.
No, are we? I don't...
He says, how do you feel when someone adds you or requests to be your friend? Do you ever wonder why they are adding you? Do you even know this person? He says he asks because someone added him to Facebook and he has no idea who the person is. They have us as mutual friends and a bunch of IGN editors. Should I add him? And do you guys think that I don't know about that. Do you guys think you're a big deal in real life or the internet?
Yeah. I'm
a huge
Gabe,
deal.
Gabe's crazy huge.
Yeah.
Gabe's a big deal.
Well, see, hey, if I didn't accept a stranger's friend request on Facebook, I would have never been here. Harris Foster.
What, Harris?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but okay, well, having just gone through first semester of college, I'm very strict with my Facebook friends.
And, yeah. And there's two ways to go about it.
Yeah, I denied a lot of people.
Right.
Yeah.
And for me, like, I see Twitter and Facebook and all that as just, how do I say this? Like, yeah, I use it to, like, update with what's going on, and I put up pictures and stuff like that. Yeah, and I keep in touch with people, but I don't think I live in a bubble, and I don't want to live in a bubble. I'm always transparent about things, you know? There's not much that I kind of keep secret about myself. So,
right.
I'm not worried about random friend requests. I'm like, oh, sweet, another person to add to the list, another potential listener, another potential, you know, person that can see my work, maybe a potential job opening right there. You know, you never know. Right. You never know. So,
yeah, that's kind of how I treat it.
I'm open to anyone being my friend on Facebook. Now, but I totally understand Gabe's
YouTube. Well, I mean, I'm that way on Twitter. Like, I don't care who follows me. I'm not a private account. I mean, I'll follow you if I talk with you.
I have that feeling about a lot of things. I don't care.
Yeah.
Add me, whatever.
I also went through and made and kind of broke up, like, some of my pictures and stuff by who could see what. And so, like, any random person, like, that I don't really necessarily know, but I figure maybe they know the show or whatever, I block a lot of, like, personal pictures, you know, like family, stuff with friends and stuff. I kind of keep that hidden, but at the same time, like, no, I kind of agree with Javi. Now, what did get weird is when I had a girlfriend and people would start adding her.
Yeah, what the like, fuck?
Yeah, people would add me and then
out there?
Yeah, like they would add me and then see I have a girlfriend and add her too.
I knew you were gonna say that. No, but I remember way back, like when I listened to Podcast Beyond, Colin Moriarty's girlfriend would get Facebook friend requests, and she like had nothing to do with the podcast. She was just
his boyfriend.
Y'all are a bunch of fucking weirdos out there.
Yeah, that's a little.
Orion divided against itself cannot stand.
No, but like what Ryan was saying, like he'll block some pictures. Like that's too much work for me. Yeah. I'll just add you or no. I don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like even have anything. Sally Doolittle's gonna get me a job anywhere. She's just gonna post dumb song lyrics.
Right. Well, another cool thing too now is that they've added to Facebook at least is like the subscribe option. So there's people, you could be their friend, and you never have to see anything they post. You just unclick the subscribe thing, you're still friends.
Oh, yeah.
They don't know you're not subscribed to them.
I know this. I know it well.
So.
This I did.
Yeah.
I have like a, it'll be like a bi-weekly Facebook friend purge.
Yeah. Oh, and also, by the way, yes, I do think I'm an incredibly big deal.
Yeah, no, I don't think I am.
Huge deal.
Ryan, I don't know if we told you this, but I name dropped Game Over Nation at a party and got a girl's number.
That's what's up.
I think I was her number anyways, but I figured I'd let her know.
Me and Dylan were just enjoying a fine beverage, and Dylan was chatting up this lady, and then Dylan grabs my shoulder, and he's like, "We run a podcast!" Like, yeah.
Dude, it's tight. I'm surprised that didn't make her not give you. By the way, here's this really dumb thing we do.
Dumb.
You want to hear about it?
Dumb.
I don't know if I pioneered this little thing called Dumbass, and it just took off. You know,
Aragorn beef hash.
Exactly. See, everyone. I walked up
to
strangers on the
street. Name drop Aragorn.
Yeah, and they're like, "Dude, hash. Aragorn beef hash." I was like, "Yeah," even though they don't know what I look like.
I don't know what you look like.
Nope. Not a clue. Yeah. Gabe won't even accept our Facebook friend requests.
Remember when I first added you on Facebook? My picture was like that weird thing with a mask on the back of my head.
Yes.
We only knew you by
your
voice.
Out the eyes.
Your voice through Uncharted 2, and you added me, and
Resistance
I was like, "Who the fuck is this guy with the afro?"
Is his voice through Resistance 2? Anakin.
Oh yeah, Resistance 2. God.
We should do another game night. We should do an Uncharted game night.
Totally.
Yeah.
You should do a Resistance game night. Oh.
I didn't bring that game back. I brought, like, Killzone and Uncharted 2 back. But...
You left Resistance in Australia?
No, I left it at the slavery estate.
Oh.
That's going to sound really bad because I don't know what I'm talking about. It's my summer home.
It's up to you to write the article explaining our inside jokes. Yeah. I don't think explaining the state is going to make it any less racist.
No, it's not. It's not racist. It's no racism by me.
Not gonna make
racism
it any better.
By Dylan and Harris. It's all Dylan and Harris.
Yep. Racist.
What? No.
Well, let's get a wrap up. Episode 33.
Oh, hey, real quick. Yeah. I meant to mention this earlier about what I was doing, and just because I love it so much, season Met 2 Core. Of The League season 2 of The League is on Netflix now.
Watch it.
I'll watch it.
You really need to watch The League.
Since we're talking about things that we like, seasons 1 through 7 of That 70s Show are awesome. Go watch them.
Speaking of things that we like, Olivia Wilde. That's all. Nice. That's all. Don't look her up. She's mine.
I have a large penis.
And he likes
Dylan
it.
Likes.
He likes
it. Can we end the show there?
Yeah.
Just like large penis. Silence.
Dylan has a large penis. If you'd like to...
to write in about
if you'd
it.
Like to send, if you'd like to write in any
about
thoughts,
his
queries,
penis.
Thoughts or queries about Dylan's penis or the show, you can send them to mail at gameovernation.com.
Queries?
Or you can tweet
really?
At gameovernation. If you're ever talking about us on Twitter, you can definitely help promote us by putting a hashtag GON. Make sure to link up with us on Twitter, Facebook, and subscribe on YouTube. We
make
have all
us
the
feel
links
more
on the
awesome. By hitting us up on the Facebook.
You could be an even bigger deal. Yeah. You thought it couldn't be done. I mean, people are saying you won't believe
it. I need some friend requests to turn down.
You can support the nation by picking up a comic or donating on the sidebar. And make sure to check out Game Over Nation for
right
all
in.
Our content.
Write in messages. We want a lot of mail.
If you have any funny things you want to contribute to Dumbass, the email is what?
Dumbasspodcast@gmail.com.
There you go.
We'll do another episode.
Send us some topics.
It's a
shit
mess.
Yeah, send us a topic. We got some robotic penis thing from Hayden Weisman.
Yeah.
Awesome.
robotic penis?
Something like that. It's in the article. But send in messages. Maybe I'll buy you a cheap Steam game.
Whoa.
Oh, hey.
The Expander.
I think we have a copy of Uncharted 3 that we can give away at some point, too, right now.
Oh,
what?
Look at this. From
Surge.
Look at this.
What?
Look at this.
Oh, I thought Ryan was giving away his copy because he hated it.
I'll give away Metal Gear Solid 2.
Oh, what about...
Just that third of the disc.
I'll crack the disc into a pie.
Fuck that disc.
What?
No, but I'll keep in touch with you listeners. Maybe I can get a I'll buy you Bastion, maybe.
We're not paying this guy.
We'll get you real steel.
Yeah.
By the way, listeners, Gabe is totally unpaid.
Yeah.
He pays us.
Thanks for reminding me about Bastion. That's totally going on my game of the year list. Maybes.
Spoilers.
Maybes.
The Gonies.
All right, guys. Now you know how to get in touch with us and support us. Write us a review on iTunes also.
Follow us each on Twitter.
Yeah, we haven't gotten an iTunes review in a really long time. You fuckers need to step
I like,
it up.
I still remember the review. Everyone laughs.
No.
Laughing
the podcast.
Laughing the podcast.
Laughing.
Yeah, well, we do what we do. And we do it well.
Uh-huh.
We laugh.
Get the best
gig
laughs.
Is a gig.
Follow us each on Twitter. Javi at Juvi.
Javi at Juvide, really?
008, okay.
Ryan at Airstrike Rhino, Dylan at Dilanosaurus, and me at Rabid Wombat 9.
Ooh. Alright, until next time, I'm Javi Rodriguez with Ryan De La Rosa.
Yo. Bye.
Dylan Roush.
Ah.
And Gabe Feldman.
I love you.
We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.